alcoholic. Well, I didn't want to be a 10-minute speaker, but John asked me to, and I said maybe. And then it was at a picnic, and Larry asked me to, and I thought if two people asked me to come to the same place, I better say yes. So here I am. And then I ought to mention Mark Valdez's name, because I hear he likes to hear it. My name is Sarah. I'm an alcoholic, and what it was like for me, I was born in Minnesota and lived there with a loving family. My parents are still together. I have an older sister. We were raised in the church. No alcohol at all in our house growing up, and it was all a pretty good life. I came out to California when I was 10 years old, and I stayed out here until I was about 16, went through a couple different schools, some Christian schools, went to Grossmont High School, and through all that, my parents were working, and so I kind of did my own thing a lot, and they all of a sudden freaked out and thought I was on drugs and doing a lot of stuff that I wasn't doing, and so they decided the best thing for me was to send me back to Minnesota, and I lived with my grandparents and went to boarding school back there. And I think I tried alcohol once when I was out here, and then a couple times when I was back there. But I kind of drank alcoholically the first time I did. I liked the way it made me feel, and I always had that obsession where I wanted to drink as much as I could and more. So graduated from a small Lutheran academy up there and got accepted into NDSU with honors into their pharmacy program. So, of course, I went up there. It was close to my grandparents who accepted me in and didn't judge me. And I don't know. I was really close to my grandparents. So I went ahead and went to school there, and I worked a couple part-time jobs and started drinking a lot more there, and it was there that I got my first DUI when I was in college, and then I quit after 2 years because I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up, so I decided I'd work in a Irish pub and learned very well how to drink, and I was dating a fellow there whose dad owned a bar, and I could keep up with all of them. I was proud of the alcohol that I could hold, and always had a good time. Got my second DUI there as well. And then eventually came to my senses and came back out to California. And ended up, I was out here for about a year, got a divorce from my first husband. And then I met someone else who I ended up marrying not long after that. And we had a pretty good life together, but I felt empty inside. And it turned out that I'm really nervous. Sorry. I was there. I was close to my parents, but I just didn't feel like I had any friends. I remember towards the end of that that relationship that I just felt like I was so alone, and I didn't know why. And so my solution to that, of course, was to go out partying a lot. And so on the weekends, I partied and I drank a lot. I blacked out a lot. But I never drank during the week, so I didn't think of myself as an alcoholic so much. So I got a job that that I love with some people that I love working with, and it turns out that the CEO of my company is alumni of ultimately the treatment center that I went to. So when he started noticing me getting a little bit out of control, not so much at work events, but afterwards, the party after, I would black out and not necessarily remember what I was doing often. And so he sat down with me before I went on a company trip to New York and suggested that I try and not drink. And I thought, well, no, that's not necessary. I'll just control it, of course, is what I told him. So it turns out when I was in New York, I found myself in a blackout. I came to and I was walking next to some man I didn't know. I woke up the next morning, thank God, in my hotel room with all my clothes on, so nothing bad happened, but it could have been really bad. I mean, I was in a place by myself, and I had no control over what I was doing. The last thing I remember, we were at some party somewhere across town, and I don't know how I got back home, I don't know how I got on the street, so it was really scary. And when I came back and my boss asked me what happened, I was actually honest with him, which isn't what I normally would have been. And so he presented the opportunity for me to go to Life Wellness Center. He has some friends that are doctors there down in Point Loma. And I went. And another amazing thing for me was I was honest with the doctors when I talked to them. I was honest with the amount that I drank, and they suggested I go to treatment, 30-day treatment center. So they, of course, wanted me to go immediately, and I said, no, let me pack some things first and such. So the crazy thing is I had a few days sober before I went to treatment, and so when I got to the treatment center, it was up north a little ways. It was interesting to me, all the people that would like drink all the way there and show up drunk, and I didn't do that. But I was presented the opportunity to spend 30 days in a treatment center and not lose my job. I was promised I would have a secure job when I came back. And so my thought at the time was, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to figure out what's wrong with me, because I've got a family that loves me. I had a good husband. We didn't have a lot of debt. Have a great little dog who's adorable, and a good job, and there really was nothing wrong. You know, I'm not a bad-looking person, but I felt so alone. I didn't feel right, and I knew that I shouldn't feel that way, but I did, and I couldn't understand why. So I took that time, and I just jumped into the program. I tried to soak up everything that they had to teach, and at first, when I would say, Sarah, alcoholic, I was just saying it because everyone else was, and I was just going through the motions. I didn't mean it at the time, but I wanted to do everything that I could to get well inside of me. So I went through the 30 days of treatment, and of course, the last few weeks were amazing, and I was sad to go and sad to come back home. And it was weird because there was no drinking in my family growing up, and So they didn't see the way I was, and they didn't, and my husband didn't know the blackouts that I was having when I was drinking, because I could play it off pretty well. And so they didn't think that they thought me going to treatment was drastic, but I went anyway. And coming back, they wanted me to stay longer, but I decided not to, because you know I didn't want to take advantage of my job. But I'd promised them when I left that I would do 90 meetings in 90 days. And so when I came back here, I came to this meeting and I came to other meetings, and I did 90 meetings in 90 days. And I decided that I'm just not going to drink through that. I can make it that much longer. And at first I was really embarrassed to say that I don't drink. We would go to some of our familiar homes, and I made sure I had the tall drink glass with the soda water so it looked like I was drinking my vodka soda or whatever. And after the 90 days, I felt a lot different. I started feeling better about myself. I started being less embarrassed about not drinking, not feeling less than because I don't drink, realizing that it's okay, I don't have to drink. And so in that time, I found a sponsor, a temporary sponsor that helped me at the beginning, and then I found a sponsor that I can do business with that I'm still with. I'll have 2 years December 15th now. And she's quite a bit older than me, but I relate to her so well, and my story and the way that I felt is the same way she felt, and she's an amazing lady. So for me, my goal was to get through the 12 steps in my first year of sobriety, and I did that. And it was really interesting, some of the things I swore I would never share with anyone, even things that weren't related to drinking, but when I was young, things that I was ashamed of that I did, I shared those with her, and the weight that came off of my shoulders doing that. And so I still meet with her. I still go to meetings, not quite as many, but it's really amazing. I'm starting to feel comfortable in my own skin. They say not to do anything drastic in my first year of sobriety. The only thing that I didn't do drastic was change my job. I got divorced. I bought a house. I started a major home remodel. I started dating someone, and I dated him for a year. And then it wasn't exactly a healthy relationship, but at the time I thought, you know, someone with a lot of sobriety, I thought that was good for me. And so that I walked away from that in a good way, and then I ironically enough I started dating somebody in the program again, but who I'm engaged to now, and I'm incredibly happy. And he was my alumni contact when I came out of treatment. He was a good friend to me right from the beginning, and he had never hit on me along the way like this other one had hit on me before I'd gotten divorced from my other. And, you know, it was just really nice. It felt really good, and I'm just really happy. I can't imagine life with drinking now. To come from where I was, where I didn't know for sure that I had a drinking problem, but just I wasn't right in my head. I feel so much better now, and I see people who have many years of sobriety, and I strive to be like those people. And I feel comfortable talking to people, and I'm a lot less judgmental than I was, and I'm a lot less hard on myself than I was, and I owe that all to Alcoholics Anonymous, so thank you. Thank you.